Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering handcrafted Starbucks beverages and a wide assortment of meal and snack options. Located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Recently, Joseph Borg retired as director of the Alabama Securities Commission after leading the agency since 1994. Today, we visit by Skype with Amanda Sen, the new director, to learn about her priorities in the post. Amanda, welcome to The Exchange in your new post as director of the Alabama Securities Commission.
Thank you, Carolyn, always for having me.
What are your priorities?
Oh, goodness. My priority is to continue the mission of the Alabama Securities Commission. Some of your listeners have heard Joe Borg. He was the director here for nearly 30 years, and he did some extraordinary things for Alabama and made significant strides in the areas of victim protection against fraud and financial literacy and financial education. So, of course, I intend to carry the torch from Joe and continue to protect investors from fraud.
On a wider perspective, you are actually the enforcement chair for NASA, the North American Securities Administrators Association. This is a huge responsibility. In that post, what are your concerns and their concerns at the moment?
We always have to qualify NASA, not the space program. Certainly, it's the collection of administrators, the securities commissioners, essentially, from across North America. So on a national level, the states get together and they have phone calls several times a week to watch out for our Main Street or average investors' finances. The biggest probably focus right now is in the crypto space, and we want to be sure that we keep fraud out of the fiat currency, the physical world. We want to be sure that fraudsters are staying out of the digital world as well with regard to digital assets. So we want to maintain the integrity of the financial system that has been created through digital assets and cryptocurrency.
What advice would you give your listeners about digital currency?
The same advice, Carolyn, that we would tell folks that are investing with U.S. dollars and other fiat currencies, to beware of the red flags of fraud. Anybody that you're purchasing crypto from, just like in the physical world, you know, if there's a sense of urgency, too good to be true, returns that are so high that you think, man, this is unbelievable. How are we offering this? Well, probably because it's a Ponzi scheme of some sort that they're able to offer these major returns. You know, do business with those that are licensed or registered in all the states, including the Alabama Securities Commission and our southeastern counterparts. We ensure that the people that are handling our finances have the credentials and the tests and the exams to understand what they're doing with our money, and they don't have a history of felony convictions and fraudsters aren't in the business. In the digital world, you want to be sure that the people that you're doing business with are properly licensed. You know, a background check has been done on them as well.
These prospective investors, can they find out if they are registered?
Yes, that's what we're here for. We want you to call us to be sure that the people and the businesses that you're contacting about your hard-earned money are properly licensed. So call us anytime at the Alabama Securities Commission. With regard to the crypto space, that is something that's still up in the air, but I'm always happy to talk to folks about that and get them to the right place.
Amanda, is there anything else you want to say to your listeners?
Carolyn, just that I am honored to take up the mantle here at the Alabama Securities Commission. We have a phenomenal staff, and Joe Borg has us in a good spot, and that we're a resource to all investors and the public. And so if y'all ever need any of our services, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you so much for joining us today by Skype on The Exchange, and congratulations on your new post.
Thanks again. Thanks so much, Carolyn. Always glad to be here.
Joining us by Skype was Amanda Sen, the new director of the Alabama Securities Commission. More information can be found at the agency's website, asc.alabama.gov. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus. It's now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from the Janice Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.